Finally, I had an interesting experience in the realm of connection I wanted to tell you about. It happened because of Facebook. Can I just tell you, I am not in any way an early adapter. In the realm of technology, I'm not so much an objectionist as I am a mule. I just sit on my haunches and refuse to move unless forced to do so by snacks or threats. Although I do recognize myself in that old joke about how many Virginians it takes to change a light bulb, the answer is 10, 1 to screw it in, and 9 to tell you how much better the old one was, that would be me. Except I won't say anything, I'll just roll my eyes and think it. No, I am one of those who kept my old day planner until the store stopped selling them. I kept my Palm until I couldn't find a charger, and that whole iPod thing, don't start with me on that. Don't get me wrong, I like stuff, I just don't like new stuff. I keep my cars until I'm on a first-name basis with the service manager at the dealership. I resole my shoes until the shoe repair guy looks at me pityingly and shakes his head. And I still have some of my dishes from my first apartment, or I did, until I gave them to my stepdaughter for her first apartment. But as I said, I'm not so much an objectionist as a mule, and I don't like to stand in the way of other people's fun. So when two of our show producers, Lee Hill and Irva Gunja, said they could set up a Facebook page for Tell Me More and they would keep up with it, I said, okay, whatever. So imagine my surprise when I found, or rather was found by, some of my favorite people from my childhood. Kids I went to elementary and junior high school with, and with whom I had long since lost touch, found me on Facebook and sent me messages. One guy I remember as never being in a bad mood is manifesting that same optimism now by trying to start up a business in Atlanta. Another girl I remember as having the softest possible voice and the sweetest personality to match is now, get this, a performance artist in L.A. Another works for the city. If you're from New York, there is only one after all. And another is retired from a career in the Air Force and is deep into another career as the owner and manager of a storage company. I've often said jokingly to my husband that among the reasons I could never be president is I do not have a band of childhood friends to tell people what a great gal I was and to invite to parties at the White House, secure in the knowledge they would never tell about the time we got chased off the handball court or played hooky so we could play spin the bottle at Benny's house. I'm not sure why. I always thought maybe it was because we grew up in a time when New York was having problems, so many people left when they could. Or maybe it's because many of our set were immigrants who inherited their parents' restless energy and kept moving in search of opportunity. I don't know. I do know that I left the city, too, and didn't really look back. But I also know that I would not know what happened to any of these people if it weren't for this crazy Facebook thing. And now members of my classes from PS 260 and junior high school 166 are trying to find enough of us to get together next spring, somewhere. New York, D.C., L.A., who knows? It only annoys me on one level. Now I might have to get an iPod. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.